welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program, Soulful Sunday. I'm here with Steve Ulsher.
What's up, Mary Goulet?
Hello, and I've waited in the control booth, and Richard Otte is out crushing it, doing his thing. So today, I kind of wanted to talk about kind of getting out of your own way.
Ooh.
Right? And in your What Is Your What Wednesday, you were talking about how it's important that, yeah, we want to serve our community, but sometimes we just have to focus on our what and making money from it. Take care of our families.
For sure.
Okay. So have you had a situation in your what that you've gotten in your own way?
Where can I begin? How much time do we have? Oh my God, it's a 12-minute segment. Oh, I know, I didn't take the whole thing. Got in my own way. Yeah, like a million times. And most of the time, it just boils down to making really bad decisions. And then not seeking out guidance before making those decisions. And I really think that's kind of the theme. Is like, you talk about standing in your own way, it's like my ego.
Oh, okay.
It's like an ego thing. Yeah, we've had the ego conversation here before, and it's definitely ego. There's no doubt, because I think I know the answers. I think I know better. I don't think anyone else knows better than me. And there's a fine line, right? And between when it comes to business, I don't think anybody knows your business quite like you do. But when it comes to decisions that affect your business, I think you can have other people provide an outside perspective.
Yeah, give a 30,000-foot view on what you're emotionally and have your nose in.
Because you can't see it yourself. Yeah, for sure. So getting in my own way, this is my new catchphrase. I have left so many zeros on the table, I'm afraid they're now mad at me.
So, you abandoned us. Right. You made us go live elsewhere.
Right.
So what is the... what's the key for you to be able to change that and do life differently?
Yeah. I think that it really, for me anyway, it boils down to just having better clarity around, and I've become a walking meme.
So you have? What's your meme saying?
So everything that I talk about now goes back to a meme that I've written. So what did I say? I said maturity is seeking guidance for important decisions. And wisdom is knowing which decisions are important.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. You like that one?
That's very good. I got that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Was it on Facebook or something?
It was on Facebook.
Okay, so that is a good distinction.
Yeah. So maturity is basically having, you know, the willingness, the desire, and the humility, absolutely, to seek guidance for important decisions. And wisdom is then really knowing which decisions are important. So, yeah, and I think that affects us. Like the text I just sent to my wife, I should have sought guidance before. Because, you know, talk about getting in my own way, right? So she's a little upset with me right now because...
What'd you do? Did you make a decision about the children that she didn't know about?
No, she'd be fine with any of those decisions.
Okay.
No, this is more about our livelihood and whatnot as it relates back to the decision that I made several years ago that has gotten me embroiled in that lawsuit.
Right.
And it keeps her up at night. So every now and again, she kind of goes on this roller coaster wave of like, oh, I'm fine with it. I love you. I love you. I hate you. I can't believe you put a family in jeopardy. I love this. It's all good. I'm going to kill you. You know, these sort of things. So
she knows where to bury the body.
Yes, and she can get rid of it. And that's the scariest thing. And so right now we're in one of those, I'm going to kill you, you're sleeping phases. And okay. So,
fair enough.
So there you go. And that would be a perfect example where I should have sought guidance before I evidently sent this text telling her about all the good qualities that I have. Like taking care of her for the last 20 years and so on. And of course,
she really went down that road. Okay, you should have sought my guidance on that one. I'm right here.
I will let you read this string.
Yeah.
You want to read it now or you want to read it later?
I'll read it afterward.
All right, good.
I'm going to have to come over there and knock you upside the head a couple times.
That wouldn't be a very, very soulful Sunday like move, would it? No. This is Soulful Sunday. Let's dial it down a little bit.
What is your thought about that?
Wade is way too busy thinking about other thoughts right now.
No, you're not listening to me.
No.
Well, I'm always listening along. And so just, again, I'm always thinking of things from the business perspective. As you go through any kind of process, you need to bake into it. Step three is ask outside opinions. And, you know, for me, it's all about establishing habits and routines to force us into doing the things that we need to do. So I would encourage everybody, find a mentor and bake conferring with a mentor into your process.
Yeah, for sure.
So Richard just texted over something very wise, because I am this person getting stuck in my head and, okay, I can do this, but then what about that? And if I do that, oh, that may not, what, you know, I just don't want to be positioning myself in a vulnerable place because I've had so much stress that now it's, I'm getting in a better place about that and trying to get out of my head and just get into action and living youthfully, as he says.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so, all of us are older and still licking our wounds from stupid choices and decisions. So sometimes we're like, maybe we should think this through.
Yeah, yeah, right. Definitely. One of my sayings is, one of the great things about humans is we have the capacity for forethought. How about if we use it sometimes? But in the same kind of vein, I always say, don't tell me the possibilities, tell me the probabilities. Because like you said, I can worry about a million things, but if they're improbable, so let me find the five probable things, and I'll actually make sure those are covered, and then move on. But just every possibility will drive you insane.
Yeah, I like that distinction as well, as the probability. I'll focus on that. And Richard's like, get stuff done is doing it. And he did put a couple of colorful words in that.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the F out of your heads.
Yeah.
Life doesn't happen in a Petri dish. I agree with that. It took me a while to be able to move through my own resistance, my own trepidation. And I ran across Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, do something every day that scares you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is.
But tempered through the wisdom.
But I don't think we can actually do that.
Oh, I can.
Really?
Well, that's why I jog down the freeway rather than driving to work.
Stop it. No, for me, if I have trepidation about putting myself out there and starting my postings and doing my Anchor and Periscope,
mm-hmm.
Twitter. I just started doing memes on Instagram mm-hmm. that share my true feelings or beliefs about certain things.
Would those be Maryisms?
Some Maryisms, very good.
Nice.
So that I could put that in the category of can sit in the dish of procrastination.
Yeah.
If I can bring Rich into the conversation virtually, everyone should check his Twitter account. I believe it is at Rich Otey, O-T-E-Y. But he linked to a video of a lady that was talking about taking action. And the generic...
Mel Robbins.
Yeah, the generic concept is act within 5 or 10 seconds of having the thought.
Yeah. I mean, can we be honest here? Like, do we really need another motivational meme or another, like... inspirational
yeah,
video.
We do. Because
don't we know these things by now?
We do, but we need those subtle reminders because we're bombarded by so much in life that's why I say don't make decisions with your heart or your emotions, because one minute you're like, I can do this. The next minute, you got the creditor calling you. Mm-hmm. The next minute, okay, I can rally and do this. Then the next minute, oh, they didn't want to buy something from me.
Yeah.
So we're constantly up and down. We love our lives and hate our lives probably 20 times a day.
A minute, perhaps, right?
Right?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And is that why, in your mind, we're attracted to people like an Elon Musk? I mean, say what you will about the guy, but thank God for an original thought, right? Or at least taking some original thoughts that other people have and really running with them. You know, like this whole idea of going from New York to D.C. in 29 minutes on one of these, you know, little underground choo-choo train thingies that they've got going on that'll go 700 miles an hour or whatever
right.
it is. It's like, so is that why because you talk about getting out of your own way, right? And I think a lot of the reasons why we get in our own way is because we are often following the herd and there's people in front of you and you bang into them and you can't go fast. So is that part of what you're talking about in terms of getting out of your own way?
Okay, so going back to Mel Robbins, who Wade referred to, and it's on Rich Otey on Twitter. It's a video, and she says that she would going through maybe a bankruptcy and money issues and all this stuff, and she'd find herself laying in bed in the morning, not wanting to get out of bed and take on the day. Mm-hmm. So one day she saw a video of a rocket going in the air, and she said, you know what? I'm going to be a rocket. So she gives herself 5 seconds when she wakes up, wake up early. She drinks some water. She moves a lot. She says yes to what's in her day and in her way and figures it out. And then she suggests jump in over your head and figure it out. I don't know if that might be Richard.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I segment my day before I get out of bed, and I also pray, but I'm up pretty early. But I'm 5 to 10 seconds to take action is Richard's point.
Yeah, no, that's a richism, by the way.
Totally.
Yeah, no, those five steps are that's a richism, not a Mel Robbins.
Okay,
thing.
Cool.
But yeah, there we go.
All right, it's a full attribution to Richard. But that's what I'm thinking about. Okay, I don't like if I'm moving forward and then my mental self runs in and stops me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me. It's like stand up, metaphorically, you know, walking and doing. So that's my goal for the week. What scares you right now to do in business,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a certain email you need to send to somebody, and commit to yourself to do something toward it within 5 to 10 seconds.
Nice.
Thank you guys for being here on Soulful Sunday. You can go and check out some of my show segments on gowithyourgut.net under my podcast. Thank you for being here. And in the meantime, go cultivate a rich interior.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.